Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is the new Sam Smith. Too good at goodbyes.
Pretty.
Talk a little bit more about that in just a second here. Happy Friday. First and foremost, happy Friday. Friday. It's Friday.
And to the 707 who says, who cares? It's just another day. You're torturing me. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry that your life sucks.
Yeah.
I like Thursday pretty good.
There are some good days, but Friday's the best of all the days. Amazon is the sponsor for this portion of the program. First of all, I want to say that our own CBS Corporation, currently where we currently work.
Yes.
is making a $500,000 donation to the American Red Cross.
Oh, that's good.
So it is good. And here on the show, we're trying to do our small part by holding an auction. We've been doing this since Wednesday. The bidding is only open until 9 o'clock today. Today, 9 o'clock, it is cut off.
Mm-hmm.
The money is going to the Houston Food Bank. And the auction item is a guitar that's been signed by Carlos Santana. It's a beautiful silver gray Paul Reed Smith. It's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
A total collector's item. Even his signature looks amazing, mm-hmm. I think. And then we've thrown in a night at the Fairmont SF. So thanks to Michelle Heston and all our friends at the Fairmont for kicking that in. And the two tickets to Winterland. And we happen to know who's playing at Winterland. And even though we can't announce it yet, you will be so stoked when you find out you have tickets to this person's show.
It's going to be great.
One more thing.
Yes.
I was talking to Alan the last couple of days. Alan from Bananas at Large. He just texted
Shame.
Us and says, Banana's going to add to the guitar we donated with a vintage strap owned and used by Carlos Santana.
A strap that he's actually used.
Yeah, I've actually seen this strap before. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bananas. Well, he just sweetened the pot.
Yes, he did.
So the current bid is $4,000.
Yes. With Gil?
Okay, everyone.
Come on. Big money.
I'm on the phone right now with a guy named Josh from the 707, and he has bid
$5,000. $5,000! Josh, you made all my dreams come true! So Josh, did
let's talk to him real quick.
Okay,
he's
let's
on
do
line
it.
One.
All right, hold on, because I don't know if he knows
Diddy's
about this
for
strap.
Real,
hey,
even.
Josh.
Yes.
Is this real life?
Yes, it's real life.
$5,000 you're willing to bid. Did you just hear what Yuzette announced? You were on the phone, so you may not have heard that Bananas actually sweetened the pot. And now not only are you getting the guitar, the night at the Fairmont, and the Winterland tickets, wait until you hear who's playing, but they're putting it, it's a vintage, used by Carlos Santana guitar strap. He has sweated into this guitar strap.
It's going to my mom. She's a huge Carlos Santana fan, and she is probably the biggest Sarah and Vinny fan of the
world. Oh, that's awesome.
Aww. Well, Josh, you better listen closely, because if somebody beats your bid, you're going to have to call us back. All right? $5,000. Very generous. Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sure Hooman has more to talk to you about.
I sure do.
All right.
Two more hours, right?
Hold on. Yeah. Two more hours. You have to phone your bid in, 800-400-3697.
And plus, I mean, not that it's going to sweeten the pot totally, but when the person comes in to pick up their prize and drop off their cashier's check, they'll get to meet the crew.
Sure.
So we could take a picture with someone.
Absolutely.
Maybe they could
sit in with us for a little while. That'd be wonderful. I suppose that's a pot sweetener.
Josh can bring his mom if he
wins. Oh, we can bring his mom. Mm-hmm. You better win this, Josh. She's going to be super pissed at you if you don't. Now that you've been on there talking about her.
$5,000. That's awesome.
I know. It's huge. That's what I was hoping for. Anything beyond this is absolute gravy.
Dreams do come true,
they
Sarah.
They do come true. Use that. And it's a Friday. It's a Friday dream coming true. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Kidango. Join Kidango at their fundraiser on September 28th as they recognize Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as this year's superhero of early learning. Details and tickets available at Kidango.com. kidango.org. K-I-D-A-N-G-O, Kidango. So we just heard the new song from Sam Smith. It's good to hear from Sam Smith again. I mean, I feel like he, you know, had that massive record. And then he won an Oscar, didn't he, for the song?
For the Bond?
The Bond song.
I don't know. Did he?
He was at least nominated. I want to say he won because none of us was all that crazy about the song.
Was that Adele that did that Bond? I can't remember.
You know, maybe it was the Adele one that won. Yeah. All I know is that a Bond song beat out the song, the Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth song.
Hmm.
Oh, is this it?
This is the Bond song. This is called Writing Was on a Wall.
Oh, maybe this isn't the one that won. Anyway, Sam Smith is insanely single, guys.
What?
And I do mean guys. He says, the song is about me and a relationship that I was in. That's the new single, Too Good at Goodbyes. Oh, it does say Grammy and Oscar winner here, so they must have won for that.
It won Best Original Song, 2016.
He is 25 years old. They're saying that it had a lot to do with his relationship status. He says, I'm still very, very single. I think I'm even more single than I was when I released in the Lonely Hour. So I'm insanely single. People are going to see this one, as I've said, is about me and something that I've gone through. He says only four of the songs on the album are about him, though. The rest are about other stuff.
Hmm.
Just broke up with this Jay Camilleri.
The model.
Yeah.
Boy.
He was with a hot model boy, but now he's solo. And man, the dude has put it together. You know, when you are a star and you get famous and you start seeing pictures of yourself everywhere and you're like, wow, that double chin's got to go.
It's bogus.
Yeah, he is skinny. In this picture, he actually sort of looks like George Michael in this picture. He's got the two hoop earrings in and just sort of has that look. Anyway, the new Sam Smith song is out, and so you'll be hearing that here on the Alice. Ah, the single ladies.
He says being single like it's some kind of...
He's 25. You know, he's still loving hard. He's young.
Yeah, but be single.
Fun,
what's
right?
the matter with that?
No problem.
You got money. You got a successful career. You're about to probably tour the world. Single. Enjoy it.
Have a good time. Right, Hooman?
Hell yeah.
Have a great time, Sam Smith.
I don't know. I don't know about Hooman. But for Sam Smith, it sounds like it because you do seem like you don't like it as much as you pretend to like it.
Yeah. Me thinks
I like it more than the people
too much.
That write the secret shows.
What?
Right. Whatever
like
it is you
more
say.
More than the people that write into the secret show. I guess I'm really hungry this morning. That was three crunches in a row.
Rip it up, Sam Smith. Do your thing. Tour the world.
As much as I like our new potato chip one, the original pistachio crunches.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
So let's hear it all together.
Not this or this. It's together.
I don't know. I like the clean pistachio.
Don't let Sarah. You hear him mumbling under there?
I know.
Ordering over your orders?
It's fine. The prince.
You believe that guy?
Let the prince
do
what he wants to do. I can't believe it. So, Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, I'm in.
I know, me too.
Although, excited. I have to say, this season has sucked so loudly, so viciously, that I could totally leave Big Brother for good.
Well,
based on this season alone.
If this was the only season I'd ever watched of it, then I wouldn't watch more of it because I would be like, oh, well, that show's dumb and it's totally predictable and everyone on it's stupid.
And I liked Paul. I like him a lot. Even though he's winning and running the house, it's made for bad watching, so I don't like him as much as I used to.
Yep.
And I had really high hopes for Alex and Christmas as female players, and I find them both to be a major disappointments.
I am totally... If you end up watching last night's show, which probably you won't, Alex has an opportunity really to do anything. Like, and she does nothing. It was astounding what happened on the show last. And in fact, astounding in a bad way in that, oh, wow, so it's a double eviction and literally nothing's going to happen. All right, great. So if you don't like Big Brother, perhaps they can tempt you into watching Big Brother Celebrity Edition. CBS announced it's going to broadcast its first Celebrity Edition this winter. So I think that when the writer's strike happened, they did a winter edition of Big Brother because you don't have to write anything for that show.
They did that online, though, didn't they?
No, I watched that on regular TV. They do have online stuff that you can access. And there's some new CBS All Access thing, which I think is the only way you can get the new Star Trek that's being released. I'm like, oh, great, another service I got to pay for. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it looks like it will include all the signature, had a household, power of veto, competitions, the live evictions. Julie Chen's going to hold. I was like, send Julie Chen in there. Let Julie Chen be one of the celebrities. She'd be the biggest celebrity on Celebrity Big Brother. And let's get Jeff Probst to host this thing so that some actual questions will get asked of the competitors as they leave. And they'll get called on some of their...
So I'm reading a couple rumor blog sites of who some of the celebrities
might be.
Oh, who? All right, so these are
totally
unsubstantiated.
Yeah,
totally unsubstantiated. So Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that'd be great.
The Roseanne Barr.
Oh, the Roseanne Barr.
The Roseanne, how grand.
Sorry, I'm reading and talking at the same time. Paris Hilton.
I'm already going to watch it. If any of them is on it, I'm watching.
I like Roseanne myself.
And then Spencer Pratt.
Oh, don't do it. Forget him.
Spidey.
Heidi Pratt and Spencer Pratt.
Crush their celebrity dreams.
It's like they're one
person. I hate them. This is the opportunity they've been waiting for. They were knocking at CBS's door last night at midnight after they heard this was happening. Right. Please don't put them on. Don't put them on.
She's pregnant. She should be having her baby pretty soon.
They also say Chrissy Teigen.
I enjoy her.
Well, didn't we hear that she likes Big Brother? That she watches Big Brother?
I don't know about that.
I could have sworn I...
And then I don't know who this guy is. Johnny Bananas. Do you know who that is?
That's not from a Survivor?
No, was Johnny Fairplay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Johnny Bananas.
I don't know. We'll research that.
So that's all I got for you. I don't know. How many people does the show start with?
16.
All right. So I think we gave you
Isn't that right? 16
I think we gave
something?
You like 8 or 9.
I don't know if this kid's it says MTV something.
Oh, the DJ? There was a kid that won some regular guy contest to become a VJ. Oh wait, no, this isn't the guy though. Johnny DiVenanzio.
Uh-huh.
Is what he's is that it? Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too, but I don't know exactly.
American television personality.
MTV's the challenge. Host reveals
Bananas.
Why Johnny Bananas. It's a whole article. Right. So yeah, Vinny, sounds like what you just said is right.
Well, I for one am super excited for a Celebrity Edition. I want them to do a Celebrity Survivor, and I bet you there's people in Hollywood, you know, actors and actresses, or you know, actual celebrities who watch Survivor and would be stoked to be on it. Didn't they do a Celebrity Amazing Race one time?
Celebrity Amazing Race.
I don't think it was celebrity. I think they've done some where they bring back old players or
people from Big Brother or from Survivor.
Yeah, there were Survivor players.
Yeah, that's right.
They did have Big Brother players.
It says Amazing Race 28 had celebrities, but they're like YouTube people and Vine people.
Oh. So celebrities kids would know about. Anyway, it looks like this is happening over the winter. Casting is going to be announced at a later date, but it will be the same setup. The people will be in there for however long, and we'll get multiple episodes a week. There'll be the live all access. They're saying that it's one of television's biggest reality franchises. It's been a summer staple on the network since 2000. And this year's edition, it's often among the top 5 broadcasts. You know, they list off all the demos and everything. They're saying the online numbers are where they're really starting to see some bank. Full episode streams on CBS All Access were up nearly 20% over last summer. The 24/7 live feeds are also up year to year. They're ranked as the number one most social series on broadcast television since its June premiere across Facebook and Twitter. And Pop TV's broadcast of Big Brother After Dark is out-delivering the past 2 seasons by double digits among viewers in key demos. So if you're not familiar, Big Brother follows a group of people living together in a house and sort of like a warehouse space. It looks like it's just a studio that's been fitted. 87 HD cameras, 100 microphones. They record their every move 24 hours a day. Apparently, one of the things we heard from listeners who do subscribe to the live stream, because they pick and choose. Obviously, they have 3 one-hour episodes to do each week, and so they take, I guess, the best of whatever happened that week and put it all together for these shows. But I guess they were saying Christmas and Alex are just terrible people.
Yeah, all the stuff that the missus pulled up on her phone while we were watching the game was she's not going to be happy. She hasn't seen any of that. So when she gets out of the house mm-hmm. and gets home and has time to sit around and get on the internet, she's going to be disappointed to find out she's not who she thinks she is.
Who's Christmas?
Yeah.
Right. What did your girlfriend say about Alex?
She didn't say anything about okay. Alex. I said, I'm disappointed in both of them. I think that they both initially came off to me as two young people who seemed to have it all together, and that I was really excited to see them do this contest. And then as they've been in it, I haven't found either of them to be leaders in any way, shape, or form.
No, they definitely... as far as I'm concerned, whoever cast this year gets an F. They just put in a bunch of pussies. Like, mm-hmm. dumb pussies, too. Like, they're not... They're just... The dumbest guy in the house, this Josh guy, is the only one to really be putting it together. That Paul is running the house is
this
astounding.
This late in the game, right. too, though, it's also ridiculous.
And still isn't doing anything about it.
Well,
still does
what
nothing.
What can he do now?
Well, last night, he won the veto. He had an opportunity to take Alex aside and say, this is what's happening. Jason, your guy is gone because of Paul. Because of him, he is running this game. I'm going to take one of your nominees down. You put Paul up, and you're the queen of the biggest move of the summer.
Well, but he has to expect everyone's going to be dizzy from Paul and then turn on him. So he's probably thinking, as soon as I tell her, she's going to turn right around and be dumb like everyone else has, and I'm going to get burned by trying to help. I can see why he didn't do it. This Johnny Bananas boy, just to follow up, is a guy from the MTV Real World. That's where he started. And then they say here he was on, here's a list of shows that he's been on. The Duel, The Inferno mm-hmm. 3, The Gauntlet 3, The Island, The Ruins, mm-hmm. Cutthroat Rivals, Battle of the Exes, Rivals 2. So it's
so
all
So this will
these,
be the first time we've ever seen him.
Yeah, all MTV shows.
And I guess you mentioned all those shows. He has 6 titles from those. Like, he's won.
Yeah.
So many times.
Oh, he competes on these, not like the host of them?
Right.
Oh. At present, Johnny Banana's net worth is estimated to be $200,000.
Oh. Well,
he's won $685,000 from his various challenges.
He's a beast.
I wonder if there'll be a charity angle. A lot of times when they do these celebrity rounds of the show, they make them give their money to charity.
Oh, sure. They choose whatever charity. Right. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Hopefully that'll happen.
So there you go. This winter.
A few of these celebrities could really use that money.
Yes. Well, Johnny Banana certainly could.
Spencer right. and Heidi.
They could use the money. I always think about those crystals he bought. $100,000 a piece.
Remember the pictures we have of them just like wheeling them out of the crystal shops? These 40, 50, 60 pound crystals?
Humongous.
Stupid.
Even more than that, maybe. I mean, they were gigantic, and he put them like, you know, at the entrance to his home.
Well,
you'd have to walk
Sarah,
through these crystals.
Who's to say?
I mean, well, crystals, I'm not saying it's stupid about the crystals. Believe whatever you want. Whatever. They're
crystals,
pretty.
Crystals, pergolas.
But for that amount of money, that amount of money.
Well, it just showed that they assumed that the gravy train was never going to stop rolling. Because that's stupid money. You have to have so much money in the bank. Like, it wasn't like they, you know, had a net worth of $10 million even. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, the check came in and they went, oh, where will we spend this?
Yeah.
Not, oh, let's save for the rainy day when the check's not rolling in. Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Oh, real quickly, I just looked up to see how much Spencer Pratt spent on crystals. This is from MTV. They're saying that they believe he spent close to $1 million.
On crystals.
$1 million.
Is there such a market for crystals that he is able to recoup some of that money when he needs to get rid of them? Or
no.
Does the $100,000 crystal that someone is like, oh my God, that guy just paid me $100,000 for this crystal, that's worth like $1,000, right?
Yeah. He sells that.
He's going to go
nothing.
To the Beverly Hills pawn shop.
Oh. Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Heumann has something for him.
That's it.
Okay. He recently lost more than 40 pounds, and he didn't do it with a silly fad diet or anything like that. It, you know, he did it the old-fashioned way. He ate foods that are good for you, like vegetables. But he did not enjoy it.
Oh.
Do you have any audio for me? Charles also gave a shout-out to his trainer, but he had some extra help as well. He remember he said he was going to a fat farm.
Yeah.
In San Antonio.
Oh.
Goodness.
I guess so, huh?
He's right.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. My brother's got to get his weight in check, and it's one of those things. He works 16 hours a day. He's sitting in front of a screen all day, and there's no question. We're all like, dude, you're not getting younger.
Does he listen to you?
I think he's very much wants to, but work is an issue.
Yep.
It's a thing.
When you're sitting there for 16 hours a day, you eat whatever you eat, and you, I mean, even if you're eating relatively healthy, you're just sitting there.
My point is it's a catch-22 a lot of people find themselves in. Yep. Luckily, Barkley's in a position to tap out for 6 weeks, which most people can't.
Right. I'm taking 6 weeks, I'm going to whip my ass into shape, and I'm going to pay people to do it for me.
Right.
Just quickly, I'm so excited for it.
Oh. You going to go?
I am. Probably not today, but I'm going to try and maybe drag my kid tomorrow. Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise the Killer Clown. And there's a whole big write-up on the movie. I started the book last night, rereading it.
Oh, you did?
I did. And I got into the gay bashing in that. I haven't gotten to the racist stuff you promised me yet. But the gay bashing
I told
is,
you right out of the gate. I came in shocked at that. And, mm-hmm. and that was the first really big story. But that's why in the movie, I don't know how. They must just cut it all out. They must just cut it. Because it's the 80s. People used the epithet for gay, the
well,
F word.
AIDS was happening.
Regularly.
They were just, you know, they're even talking about the graffiti that's in the park.
Right.
Aimed at the gay people. So, right. I'm sure that they'll have to just bypass all that and get right to the story. But I did see a shot from a production shot of the seven kids standing in a circle. And there's like Lethal Weapon 2 is up on the marquee and the movie theater behind them, and it just I can't wait to see it. And if you've never read the book, it's worth it. All the Stephen King books are basically all of them are
yeah
worth it.
I was curious as Rudy was doing the we talked more downstairs as after the movie review, but I was curious because they don't just show the racism that's in the 80s. They do some history of Derry
mm-hmm.
and go back and show the racism years before that, and it's graphic and ugly and not language that you'd expect to see in a movie
and
today.
He did say that they do touch on it,
not
but
anywhere
not,
near
right.
what you read in the book.
It is pretty horrifying. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, we're going to talk to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. It seems Equifax has made a big announcement that they were hacked, and 143 million people now have their innermost details
available for purchase on the dark web.
So that and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. Enjoy every moment of it. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. We're in the middle of the final morning of our
yeah.
auction for the Houston Food Bank. We have, and it just keeps getting better. We have a guitar signed by Carlos Santana that Bananas at Large gave us to auction off.
Shame.
They called this morning
no
and
shame.
Added a vintage guitar strap actually used by Carlos Santana. So you're going to get this, you know, it's going to have his sweat in it. I mean, it's amazing.
Awesome.
His DNA.
His DNA is on there. and we've got a night for you at the Fairmont SF. What a a hotel. If you've never stayed there, you're
thanks
in for
to
a
Michelle
treat.
Heston.
And so you get a night there and tickets to Winterland, which is right across the street from the Fairmont. And Winterland, we haven't even announced the lineup yet, and it's amazing. The headliner will blow your mind. So you want these tickets. Right now, thanks to, who was the guy, Josh?
Who called? Last one at $5,000.
Right. $5,000 is what the bid is at right now. And that's great. But I think we could do better. We have until 9 o'clock. So if you want to make a bid, you need to call whom? An 800-400-3697. You need to call and actually talk to him and give him the info. 5,000 is the number to beat. We're going in $100 increments. 800-400-3697. If you want to bid $5,100 for this incredible prize package, that's the number to call. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For September, check out the Oakland Hills.
All right.
Here's what's happening. We're going to begin with our friend Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. One of the first stories after all the natural disasters. one of the first stories I saw was the Equifax hack. And so I got a text early this morning from Musette saying, hey, Scott's on this. You want to talk to him? Yes, we do. Scott Budman, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Scott. We're good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. A little nervous about my private data, but no, I'm good.
Yeah, we're all a little nervous about that.
So tell us the story as you know it. So I saw that Equifax got hacked and that there's 143 million people. Probably their information is they're victims, right?
Yeah, they're victims, likely. And, you know, we talk a lot about hacking when it comes to maybe your credit card or a little bit of information, but there's not much in terms of private data where we give more than a credit agency. They have everything on us, and that's why this is so dangerous.
Yeah, so what, and then, so the thing, I read the story and I see this, hey, you can go to this site and put in your info to find out if you were a victim, and my first thought was, oh, so now I'm getting phished. So I don't even know.
Yeah, and that's...
Go ahead.
It's Equifax itself, so it's legitimate that they say we can maybe... And they're not even, guaranteeing this. We can maybe find out if you were affected by this hack, this giant hack, if you give us several digits of your Social Security number and your name. Now, that's a pretty tone-deaf response from Equifax, which has one job in this world, and that is to protect all your private information.
Right.
Social Security address, all that stuff. So to then say, hey, we might be able to help you if you give us some private data, you can imagine the backlash. And so far, they've just done everything wrong.
Right. So what is it you think, or maybe you don't have an answer. I don't know if you know any more than we know from the news stories we've read about how are we supposed to respond to this. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to people yesterday that follow this stuff for a living. They say there isn't all that much we can do. Now, one of the things you want to do if there's been an attack on your data is put those things in place that'll give you a little beep every time someone accesses your credit card or give you an offer for something that might want, you know, some of your private data. Equifax by law is required to give all of us, all 143 million of us, a free year of that credit protection. But then again, are we going to trust them? It may be worth calling your credit card company, calling some of the companies that have your private data, your mortgage company, and say, hey, if any action happens on my account, please give me a ping because of this hack. They'll know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, check your bank statement. They say that more than 200,000 consumers had their credit card numbers accessed in this hack. That's always dangerous. Check things like anything that would have your Social Security number, birth date, mother's maiden name. They have all this stuff. So everything from a bill you might have automatically paid, just double check your credit card statement. Other than that, we kind of have to wait to see if anyone's going to use this information. And sometimes these hackers are very patient, so this could take a while.
So we're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, and we mentioned a story before this news broke. We were talking about this yesterday, and I feel like the law is so far behind the criminals on this. I mean, what else can you call these hackers? They're criminals, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They're so far behind the criminals on this, and our government doesn't seem to be taking it seriously enough. You don't hear it as a major platform from a mayor or a governor, or he wasn't even part of the presidential campaign that just went down. I wonder if you have any idea who's going to respond and how, and when we'll see an updated system, you know, from this Social Security number that we're asked for everybody from the dentist to credit card companies to getting a home loan wants this number. And you just look at them and shake your head like, you want me to put this on this clipboard in the
waiting room of the dentist's office
at the doctor or whatever. And you're just looking at them like, what? It's a piece of paper. What are you going to do with it? Put it in a
pile?
Right,
and the clipboard is the old school way to do it. It's the computers that keep getting hacked. I absolutely share your frustration, Vinny. You're absolutely right to be frustrated. And it's interesting because we have a lot of companies, many of them based here in the Bay Area, that do this. They try to do cybersecurity. But unless Equifax hires them, they're of no use right now. And the government, it's frustrating, not to blame any one administration or anything, but it seems that throughout history, the government has thought, we can do this. Washington can handle this. And then we get cyber attacks. We get the healthcare rollout website. We get all these problems that eventually have to be fixed by geeks from Silicon Valley. And so it would be nice for them to start some sort of a bureau staffed by real cybersecurity people that would be looking into this and trying to keep an eye on this, because a lot of this data goes to government agencies.
Right.
And they should do a better job as well of protecting us.
So you're going to start that. The bureau,
thank
I mean.
You.
You're
going to
do that? You'll get that done?
Yeah.
I'll get that done, yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, we're going to just wind up with, like, retinal scans or something that's, you know, you'll have to stare into, or facial recognition or something. I mean, is the number going to go away at some point? It seems like that's the most dangerous part of the whole thing.
It's true. And in some ways, you're right there, it could go away. But there are still going to be people who want to pay their bills either by writing a check or more likely just having automatically taken, you know, the way we do most of our bills. And that makes it dangerous. It's super convenient, but it means we have to give that information all over the place. Oddly enough, you know, you're talking about the retinal scan. The safest way to pay for something right now may very well be these phone payments, whether, you know, PayPal or Apple Pay, because each time you put your phone down at the coffee shop, it's instantly all jumbled up, and so the actual number isn't able to be taken and stolen.
So that security is the best security available to us right now.
Yeah, because everything's encrypted. So if we get a little more of that, and I'm not sure how to bring that into buying a house or getting a driver's license, but eventually I think it will all be encrypted back and forth, and that will it'll give the hackers something else to do, but it'll stifle them at least for a little while.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about before we let you go. Drive Savers right here in California has made a great offer to Texans who are affected by Hurricane Harvey. And apparently you know something about this.
Yeah, this was a really nice thing. And we've seen a few companies reaching out. One of the things, and it you know takes a few days until you realize, well, my computer's underwater, my phone is gone. And what we were just talking about, all the things we do on our phones and automatically, you know, the data gets lost in these horrible disasters. And so these companies can, you know, like Drive Savers can go in and you know, get what's essentially the black box of your computer with all the data on it, dry it off, dig deep, try to find the data and keep some of that, whether it's your photos of your family that you want to keep or addresses, bill information, and a lot of the stuff that you know hackers may want to get and you want to have in your hand. And so we're seeing some of these companies, in addition to the firefighters and the you know the military that are doing all these wonderful things to help people, we're seeing some of the tech folks come in and say, okay, we can digitize your photos or save some of your private data. And, you know, my hat's off to them. I think that's a great thing.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're saying customers can send one device per business or household. You got to contact them no later than September 15th because, you know, the longer it's exposed to air and water, the worse. And they're saying, because I always hear, oh, put your phone in a bag of rice or do your, you know, or cat litter. And they're saying, do not do that. Don't try to recover it. Don't turn it on. Put it in a bag in its current condition and send it to us. That's the best possible a hope for results that you have.
What's the name of this company again?
Drive Savers. And I'm assuming it's drivesavers.com.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the update. And we look forward to our retinal scans. Scott Budman from NBC Bay.
Thank you, Scott Budman.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys.
I guess we'll talk to you again soon. There's a big announcement on September 12th, and then the new iPhone, I guess, is going to be the best thing of all time.
Yeah, we'll be out there for that, so we'll talk to you then.
Okay, cool.
Bye, Scott.
Bye.
Thanks, Scott. All right, so there it is. Equifax had a major hack, and I don't want to say it's likely you were part of it.
It is likely
half of America got their information stolen.
Well, and a lot of America is little kids, so that, you know, while they have a social security number, it's more likely that people who had all kinds of credit cards, et cetera, attached to it are going to be in big trouble.
Vinny, also people are texting in saying, what about the fact that they dumped a bunch of stock yesterday right before the announcement?
Equifax did.
Yes.
Did they really? Mm-hmm. They'll be in, isn't that insider trading? Mm-hmm. That would be them in trouble with the SEC.
Wow.
They really? Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
That is outrageous. That's the thing. I'm telling you right now that we've got to have people in charge. These people we elect have to start taking this seriously and helping us.
Making it a priority.
It shouldn't be something that we have to try to figure out how to get our lives put back together, and then in the process of it all, defend ourselves against some company that's coming after us for something we had nothing. Oh, you bought this, or you took this card out. You got this. You owe us $2,000. What?
No,
I
don't.
Dude, I'm just sitting here. I don't know what you're talking about. This identity theft thing has nothing to do with me.
Right. Except that it's you.
Right, but it's...
But it feels like the burden of proof, if you dispute something, should be on the other person.
Right.
And that's difficult as well. But then I think that if there's something that you dispute, there should be an asterisk on your Equifax report or whatever the hell the thing is called, where it says this is a disputed thing, so that if someone's checking your credit, they can at least see that you're saying, no, that car that crashed in Mississippi, I didn't buy that.
Right.
I had nothing to do with that. But the whole onus is on you, and you're the victim of the crime. It's horrible.
So that's one of the big stories today, the Equifax hack. Also, obviously, Hurricane Harvey in Houston, they are still in major recovery mode. Hurricane Irma is on its way to Florida as people are in flee mode from there. There was a gigantic earthquake in Mexico, an 8.1. It's huge. We have 30 people. The death toll right now is at 30. It's likely to be considerably higher as this happened in the middle of the night.
Right.
So we don't have all the details on that yet. The Pats lost last night. What happened?
I don't know. It's really weird.
So weird.
Yeah. They were winning when I went to bed. Maybe I should have stayed up.
42-27.
I got killed.
You going to go to the Cal game tomorrow?
No.
Your boy is a Berkeley student.
He is.
Weber State coming to town.
Yeah, no.
Going to play Cal.
We're not going to that.
You're not?
No. John wants to go to some games, but Riley could care less about football.
So he's not going to the game tomorrow?
No. No.
Oh.
Or if he is, I'm not aware of it.
All right. He might like it. Sorry, that wasn't a shame. I didn't.
Shame on you, Ryan.
That was an accident. okay, well, that's too bad. Our text number is 800-400-3697. This Johnny kid, Johnny Bananas.
Yeah.
650 says he's super cocky, but he's hilarious.
Oh.
Johnny knows how to play and manipulate the game to his advantage.
Oh, great. Well, maybe
I guess
he'll
had some success in other games. We don't know him because we don't watch MTV.
Right.
But apparently he might be on the Celebrity Big Brother. And
it's a rumor.
Could be a good player.
Yep.
Sounds God, like we'll all get Sarah.
What I do now?
What happened to announcing spoiler alerts? You just gave Big Brother away. Jesus.
Don't worry. You're not missing anything.
510.
That show, just quit it this year.
Christmas is in love with Paul. She admitted it on the live feeds. They're apparently sleeping in bed together. So,
Christmas and Paul are a thing, huh?
It's surprising, but you know.
Boy, the pickings are slim in there.
What do they call that hostage thing?
Oh, right. When you start to sympathize with the people who've taken you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, it's like something syndrome.
Yeah.
Stockholm.
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. Yes. It's a Stockholm syndrome.
Maybe she's got that.
She's in his cult. Dude, he's a cult leader. Of course she's sleeping with him. That's funny. Are they boning? Do we know?
I don't.
That's what listeners say that watch that live feed.
He's got to be careful with that bum foot of hers. Mm-hmm. And a dumb foot.
A dumb foot?
You know, when you walk around with your dumb foot.
All right. Well, anyway, there's a ton of text, but I'm out of time. So what's coming up in the trash,
Sarah? New music. It's Friday, after all.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.